This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. The coronavirus pandemic continues to take its toll on countries around the world. More than 300,000 people have been infected globally, with more than 13,000 deaths. The coronavirus cases are ballooning in Europe, with the death toll in Italy reaching almost 5,000. Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda has more.
All parks will be closed. People cannot leave their homes even for exercise now. And in the worst-hit region, the military is now joining police to enforce it. People can only venture outside for essential needs, like food. To make matters worse, the death toll may actually be far higher than official tallies. The mayor of the most badly hit city, Bergamo, in the country's north, has reportedly said that he believes it may be as much as four times as high in his town. The mayor told the Huffington Post that elderly are dying at home without testing, so the true numbers may be underreported. Other town mayors in the area have told him the same. In Genoa, also in the country's north, a cruise ship is being repurposed as a hospital ship to offset the overflowing medical wards.
That is Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda reporting. Elsewhere in Europe, Germany is trying to increase the number of intensive care beds. Britain has shut down dining establishments, bars, and other leisure businesses in its effort to bring a halt to the virus. Iran's death toll continues to climb as countries across the Middle East are working to stem the outbreak of the coronavirus. A spokesman for Iran's health ministry says his country now has over 1,600 coronavirus deaths and more than 21,000 people infected. In one of the strictest measures yet, Jordan has ordered all shops to close and all people to stay off the streets until at least Tuesday. For more on the virus, go to voanews.com. This is VOA News.